Now that we know what the general idea behind components is and why working with components is so popular, it's time to switch to a React project and get started with components and with writing code there. And therefore, attached to this lecture, you find a code sandbox link to a React project I prepared for you, which is the starting project for the demo project we're going to work on throughout this section. Now, if you don't want to use this browser-based environment, and if you instead prefer to follow along locally, you can also use this alternative zip file, which you also find attached, which once you download it and extracted it, will of course give you that same starting project, now just a project which you can use and run locally on your system. If you go for this local option instead of using Code Sandbox, you should open this extracted folder with any code editor of your choice, for example, Visual Studio Code. And then there, in that project, you first of all have to run npm install in your system terminal navigated into that project folder. This command will download and install any third-party packages needed by this project. For example, the React libraries and the build process tools that watch and transform the React code to code that works in the browser. Because, as mentioned in the first course section, by default, the code you write in React projects would not run in the browser. Now, after successfully running npm install, which is something you only need to do once, you can run npm run dev to start the development server. This development server will allow you to visit a preview website where you can see your React app in action. You should keep this development server process up and running for as long as you are working on this project, because behind the scenes, this process will watch your code and reload that preview website whenever you make changes to the code. You find that preview website by visiting this address that's output after running npm run dev. As mentioned, it's the same starting project and therefore the same demo website as you find it in that Code Sandbox environment. There, if you are using Code Sandbox, you don't need to run npm install or npm run dev because Code Sandbox will do that for you. Now, in your local project, you can quit this running development server with Ctrl-C whenever you're done for the day. And if you then want to start coding again, you can simply restart it by running npm run dev again. Again, this is all not required if you're using the Code Sandbox environment.